Station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with second date updates. One of our favorite things to do, you know, you go on that first date, you think, gosh, man, this is happening. And for some reason, the person you thought is going to happen with your future, doesn't get back to you.
Why does that happen to people? It's so sad. Makes me cry.
It's sad. It's the dating world. All right. Well, good morning. We have Rachel on the line because she has an issue because she went out on a date and someone's not getting back with her. Good morning.
I'm doing well. I need your guys' help, though. So I went on a date with this girl, Lisa, and we met on her, and we met at Plan B. We had a great time. You know, we're both into EDM music.
Love it.
Talked about different shows that we've been to, and she's not getting back to me, and I don't know why.
Oh,
I thought, like, we really hit it off, and yeah. I thought that we'd have another date, but I don't know. She's just no response, nothing.
What was your conversation like when you were at Plan B?
It was really easy to have conversation. We were just, like, flowing from one subject to the next, you know, and we really hit it off in terms of, like, the music that we're into, so that was great.
Sure. Get your groove on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what to do.
How did this date end? I mean, once you guys got done Plan B, were there any, like, intimations like, hey, let's go back to my place and get saucy, or... I don't know, did you guys just like kiss and go your own way? What happened?
It was just like a kiss on the cheek, you know, like end of the night, like just getting to know you type thing. Like,
can you think of anything that you might have done that offended her or she's like, oh, no, that's not for me. Can you really just think of anything or you just thought it went really well in your head? Because that happens a lot.
I don't think so. I mean, like, I don't think anything went wrong. Like, we both have the same political views, like. We're both, you know, obviously, like, we're both liberal and you know, went to the Women's March and, like, believe in, I don't know, sure. The same thing, same ideals, have similar upbringings. Like, I don't know. Like, okay. I don't really know what.
Well, we're going to help you out.
That offended her.
It's like, a mystery.
We both split the bill.
Oh.
Like, that.
Yeah.
You know.
That's
but,
always
like,
good.
That's normal. So.
Well, sounds like there's
right.
A lot of reasons, but.
Yeah.
We are going to find out which one it was.
All right, Rachel, are you ready, honey? We're going to call her.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's Second Date Update with Crystal Mornings on 93.1 Jams.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lisa?
Yes, this is.
Hi,
hello,
honey.
Lisa.
This is Krista and Aaron from Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams. We are just giving you a call to say hi. Hope your morning's going well. And why haven't you gotten back to Rachel? You went out on a date. It's called Second Date Update. Have you heard of it by chance?
You know, it's funny. I actually have. I mean, I've heard other people. I guess I, you know.
Yes, honey.
Wow. Okay.
Well, you're on it today.
Rachel went on a date with her, went out to Plan B, had a lot of fun, grooved the night away. What happened? Haven't come back to her.
Why?
So, wow.
it's a hard one.
This is, okay. We had a lot in common. I guess the date was fun. I'm just, God, this sounds shallow. I'm just not physically attracted to her. Like, I mean, I think she could be pretty, but she showed up, like, her outfit, like, didn't fit, you know? It was too tight. Like, she's wearing this black dress that was cute, but, I mean, it was, like, three sizes too small. I mean, it was, just didn't fit right. Her makeup was just so over the top, you know, like a Kardashian or something, you know, where it's like, how much did you put on? And I'm just, you know, I'm just a little bit more, you know, I just like more like natural girls and, you know, just, I don't know. I'm 29. So I would just want someone that's a little more grown, you know, like knows how to dress their body. And
sure. Had you seen what she looked like though, on the, her dating app?
Yeah. And her pictures were nice. I mean, you know, there was like a couple where she looked like, I guess, really made up. But, you know, some of the more like, you know, chill ones, like, you know, her festivals and stuff, you know, were, you know, more chill. I mean, you know, of course at festivals, you know, you wear all the like crazy stuff, you know, it might be a little bit more lenient, but I guess I didn't realize that. I mean, we were on a date in like it, just at home. I mean, I guess I figured yeah. it would be more laid back. I don't know. I guess I'm just more laid back, and I figured okay. she yeah. would be too.
So she was.
Yeah, it's just it wasn't a good first impression.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Lisa.
There she is.
There's Rachel. Yeah. So we do have to tell you that Rachel is on the phone with us, yeah. Lisa. She was listening the entire time. She was just curious, wanted to know why. Mm-hmm. So, Rachel, turns out your makeup was a little bit over the top.
It happens, honey.
Yeah. So, like, what was going on with your face?
That makes sense. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I kind of smoked some pot before I went out. And I think that sometimes I'm just really bad at applying makeup after doing that.
It happens. I mean, I watched The Real Housewives, and if you girls have ever seen Kim Zolciak, I mean, she does it on purpose. She's way out there.
Yeah. I totally understand. I honestly, I got really excited because I haven't been on a first date in a long time. I had a really bad, I know I'd mentioned, a breakup, a couple months ago, and I think I was just really nervous, and I probably tried too hard because I was just really excited to meet you. But I normally don't go over the top like that. I just was.
So it was a one-time thing. One of you were high, the other one wasn't, and you know, you just weren't on the same playing level. So I mean, could we look past this and have another date where the makeup is on, you know, fleek? Maybe we don't wear makeup. Maybe we go all natural.
Maybe don't wear anything. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who
maybe
knows
we just don't.
Yeah.
Smoke.
No.
Just don't smoke.
I would definitely
weed.
Be. Oh, I'm sorry. No. I would definitely be down to go out again, but like a hike or something, like somewhere where I'm not going to be like, hey.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So if you'd like to do that, I mean, I'm not sure we can't really pay for a hike, but because if you guys do want to go back out again, we will cover the cost of the date for you.
Yeah. We'll get you some hiking gear.
Up to you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can go hiking and grab beers. I'd be down.
Okay. Done. What a cute date that would be.
Beautiful.